my name, calling all night. I can pull the wool while I'm being polite. Now, darling, calling all night. I can be a bull while I'm being polite. Now, oh me, oh me, oh my. I know many women wanna be in my life. Like, oh me, oh me, oh my. Why can't every woman end up being my wife?
Go Jack,
even if
go
she Jack, go, away,
go Jack,
even if she go,
go
away,
Jack.
Go.
Go Jack, go Jack, ha ha. Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Swan Dive. Yes, sir. In the house we got. And in the house we got. That's right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Swan Dive. We are doing it, people. We are doing it. This is my first podcast ever. And I'm hyped right now. I'm your host with the most, Vince Swan, a.k.a. Voice of the Beyond People, and we are doing it. So right now, what I would like to do on my panel, on my show, is introduce the player of the Swan Dive.
Yeah.
I'm extremely excited to have you guys on my podcast. Let me get focused. Turn down the volume. That's right, because I remember y'all would have turned that volume up. Y'all would have turned the volume.
Hilarious.
But listen, man, y'all can already see what type of show that we're about to have. But, you know, I want to introduce my panel. So, I'm going to start off to my left. So, you know, go ahead and tell the people what's your name, where you're from, and let the ladies know so they can. Right. That was my main man, Jack Mosley. So right now, I'm going to kick it over to my right. Tell the people what's your name, what's your sign, where you're from, and let the ladies know so they can feel this.
Well, what's going on, party people? It's your man, KC Green, in the place to be. And I represent all the way from the DMV area. I'm talking about Alexandria, VA. I'm talking about Bowie, Maryland. I'm talking about Southeast, Northwest, Northeast, Southwest. Chocolate City, that's right, DC. And we're gonna take this podcast to the next level. This is the Swan Dive.
See, bruh, this ain't your show.
Okay.
Hey. He was real professional with it, wasn't he?
Yo, he's still
this,
professional.
You guys are straight foul.
Anyway, let me take my show back.
Go on ahead, the floor is yours. But you guys are foul.
Boy, I need to do a sound bite, man.
Okay, you already made your point. Let's just go ahead and start the show.
Whoa. You catch an attitude?
Don't bring it here, Ray. Don't bring it here, Ray.
You got
don't bring it here.
I'll bring it here.
You guys are straight foul.
Fit well. Don't bring it here, Ray.
Damn. Yo, anyway, I'm going to let Casey get his panties out the bunch so we can go ahead and talk about.
Y'all play way too much.
We go ahead and talk about. Last weekend at the BET Awards, it went down.
Absolutely. Yes, it went down, man. Yo, I think that was probably one of the, you know, best BET Awards, right. You know, thus far. You know what I'm saying? Like, with the performances and all the special guests that they've had on the show this year, it was actually, it was really fun to watch. Like, I was watching it, with my girl, we didn't come on, Sunday night.
Yeah.
So, it was real cool. Bad Boy, we were just talking about this on the air before, off the air before
Puff.
We came on. Yo, the Bad Boy tribute.
Puff.
Yo, this joint was fire, son. They represented New York well.
Puff.
They, you know, I'm just, you know,
yo,
representing.
They brought Mace and Lil' Kim. They brought Lil' Kim out. It was, you know what, I just have to say this right now. Let me get focused.
Get focused.
That whole Bad Boy family concert.
Yep.
They took over the whole BET Awards. It was the Bad Boy concert. For like however long it was on stage, it was a Bad Boy concert. And all I'm gonna say is this. It's about damn time.
Yep.
It's about damn time. Now listen, I don't have anything against any other artists that are out today.
Right. None.
I don't.
Right. Right.
I ain't got no type. I bump to them Rugrats in the club. I do. I even bump to living the life, living the ghetto when they're doing
hilarious.
The bending. I don't know what the hell he's saying.
Hilarious.
But I bump to him. But do you remember when music used to make you feel good?
Absolutely.
I'm talking about you used to feel good when you heard, I don't see nothing wrong.
Hey.
With I'm talking about. It was all a dream. What? I used to read Word Up magazine. Salt and pepper and everything up in the limousine. Used to feel it in a song that they were playing the other night.
Finnegan Loose.
Finnegan Loose did that.
That
play the song, DJ.
That
they did that.
Oh,
my God.
So cold.
I just hope that, you know, there was a lot of people in the building tonight. I mean, like, you know, Janet Jackson was in the building.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Smokey Robinson gave an incredible speech.
Absolutely.
You
wow.
know, that
wow.
night.
Yeah.
And, you know, I hope that gave an eye opening to young artists, not just hip hop,
right.
not just hip hop, but,
right.
you know, R&B, pop,
yes.
rock, you know,
yes.
soul, jazz, you know, all artists to kind of, you know, like, you know,
mm-hmm.
kind of like look at that and step their game up
mm-hmm.
and say, yo. You know, at the end of the day, when you look at people like Smokey Robinson, Janet Jackson, and even the late, great R.I.P., rest in peace, Michael Jackson,
yeah.
you know, when hard work meets preparation and talent, yo, you're going to excel and
right.
do, you know, great things. So, you know, that's just my take on it. So,
well,
you know, that's just it.
You know what? I agree with your take on it. Right now, we're going to take ourselves a little break. And in the
yeah,
moment
yeah.
and in the spirit of hip-hop, and
absolutely.
This
yep.
is the topic of today. Geraldo Geraldo, how do you say his
Geraldo.
Name? Geraldo Rivera
yeah, yeah.
said that hip hop has done more damage to black people than racism.
Right.
And the one rapper that he decided to attack was my dog, K. Dot.
Ouch, K. Dot, K. Dot, K. Dot.
Kendrick Lamar.
Wow.
So we're going to talk about that after the break. And you know what, matter of fact, put up some Kendrick Lamar right now. This is my main man, Kendrick Lamar, with King Kunta. This is Swine Dive, baby. We'll be back.
I got a bone to pick. I don't want you monkey mouth f***ing sitting in my throne again.
Hey, hey, it was headed, headed back to the hood.
I'm mad, but I ain't stressing. True friends, one question. Where you and I was walking, now I run a game, got the whole world talking. King Kunta, everybody wanna cut the legs off him. Kunta, black man taking no losses.
Oh yeah.
Where you and I was walking, now I run a game, got the whole world talking. King Kunta, everybody wanna cut the legs off him. When you got the yams,
what's the
yams? The yam is the power that be. You can smell it when I'm walking down the street.
Oh yes we can, oh yes we can.
I can dig rapping. But a rapper with a ghost rider, what the f*** happened?
Oh no!
I swore I wouldn't
tell.
But most of y'all sharing bars like you got to buy the bunk in a two-man sale.
A two-man sale.
Something's in the water.
Something's in the water.
And if I got a brown nose for some gold, then I'd rather be a bum than a motherfucker.
Oh yeah!
Where you and I was walking, now I run a game, got the whole world talking. King Kunta, everybody wanna cut the legs off him.
King Kunta.
Man taking no losses.
Oh yeah.
Where you and I was walking, now I run the game, got the whole world talking. King Kunta, everybody wanna cut the legs off.
King,
when you got the yams,
what's the yams?
The yam brought it out of Richard Pryor.
Pryor.
Manipulated Bill Clinton with desires. 24/7, 365 days times two. I was contemplating getting on stage just to go back to the hood, see my enemy and say.
Oh yeah.
Where you and I was walking, now I run a game, got the whole world talking. King Kunta, everybody wanna cut the legs off him.
King Kunta,
black man taking no losses.
Oh yeah.
Where you and I was walking, now I run a game, got the whole world talking. King Kunta, everybody wanna cut the legs off him.
You goat mouth mammoth.
I was gonna kill a couple rappers, but they did it to themselves. Everybody's suicidal, they didn't even need my help. This shit is elementary, I'd probably go to jail if I shoot at your identity and bounce to the left. Stuck a flag in my city, everybody screaming Compton. I should probably run from here when I'm done, to be honest. And I put that on my mama and my baby boo too. 20 million walking out the court building, woo woo. Oh yeah, f*** the judge, I made it past 25. And there I was, a little nappy headed nigga with the world behind him. Life ain't but a fat screaming, Annie, are you okay? Yeah, okay. Limo tinted with a gold plate, straight from the bottom. It's the belly of the beast, from a peasant to a prince to a king.
Oh yeah.
Where you and I was born.
By the time you hear the next pop, the funk shall be within you.
Now I run the game, got the whole world talking. King culture, everybody wanna cut the legs off. King culture, black man taking no losses.
Oh yeah.
Where you and I was walking. Now I run the game, got the whole world talking. King culture, everybody wanna cut the legs off.
Saying that hip hop is more damaging to black people than racism is. So we're gonna go ahead. We got the sound bite, so we're gonna go ahead and play the sound bite for you and let you hear what he actually said. So hit the sound bite, Q.
Rapper Kendrick Lamar raised some eyebrows last night when he opened the BET Awards singing on top of a vandalized cop car. Lamar stated his views on police brutality with that line in the song, quote, "And we hate the popo, wanna kill us in the street, faux show." Well, not helpful with those song lyrics.
To say the least, not helpful at all. This is why I say that hip hop has done more damage to young African Americans than racism in recent years.
Stop! Wow. Foul. Stop the madness.
Wow.
Foul. You know what I want to have right now? You know what? We're entertainers.
Right.
Right? So it's only correct if I entertain my audience. Can I entertain my
the
audience?
Floor is yours.
I want to have a little sports center. Because, you know, sports and hip-hop are pretty much the same. I want to have a little bit of sports center with Stephen A. Smith. And all I want to say is that's blasphemous. That's straight blasphemy right there. That's just straight blasphemous. How could you say? And see, I'm not even talking about basketball right now.
Right.
I'm not talking about sports. I'm not talking about Allen Iverson.
Right.
I'm not talking about Michael Jordan. I'm talking about Jay-Z. I'm talking about the late, great Biggie Small. I'm talking about Tupac Shakur.
Right.
I'm talking about DJ Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince. Not right. Everyone's favorite, but I'm talking about hip-hop here.
Right. Preach it.
And before you can ever speak,
well,
before you can ever speak on anyone's culture, do some research, people, please.
Absolutely, exactly.
Do some research. Background stories.
Right.
Learn something. And for Mr. Rivera, before you can ever judge a book by its cover, do one thing for me. How about you look yourself in the mirror and ask yourself, is that damn mustache that you got on, is it damaging to all cultures, which it is?
Oh,
I'm Stephen A. Smith, and I approve of this message.
Yo, this one was Stephen A. Smith special, ladies and gentlemen.
Hilarious.
So crazy, man.
Absolutely. I call it
hilarious.
How I see it.
Absolutely hilarious.
But look, let me just go ahead and say this, man. I got nothing but love for everybody. Mr. Rivera,
right.
Everybody. Everybody's entitled to their own opinion.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So that's
absolutely
why I'm giving my own opinion. You
Amen.
Know what I mean?
Yeah.
I ain't hating on Mr. Rivera.
Right.
I know I'm new to this, so I don't want, you know, anybody saying like, oh, he's just going in. He's just going in on everybody. Look at him. Woo!
Right.
It ain't even like that. You know what I'm saying? So like,
right. Right.
But I'm just saying, I'm giving my opinion.
Right, and I agree with your opinion, because you can't
right.
say like, say that like hip hop is more dangerous to black people than racism. Like hip hop is some negative thing.
Right.
Cause if you done your research, hip hop started out as positive and party music.
Exactly.
Right. Sugar Hill Gang.
Right.
Right. Curtis Blow.
Exactly. Absolutely.
You know, Dougie Fresh.
Absolutely.
And Slick Rick.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? DJ Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince.
Absolutely.
Heavy D. You know what I'm saying? These guys,
mm-hmm.
you know, Grandmaster Flash and
yeah,
the Furious Five.
Absolutely.
Like, you know, when hip-hop started out as just straight positive party music.
Right.
And, I mean, like, let's just be honest. I mean, we got a couple of negative, you know, hip-hop artists out.
Jackasses. It is what it is.
Hilarious.
We got a couple of jackasses. Everybody
hilarious.
Knows that.
Yeah, but absolutely hilarious.
It's crazy.
Yeah, but back to Moses' point.
Okay.
Right. Not just to mention, you know, the people that we already know.
Right. Right.
We're talking about, like you said, Biggie Smalls, Tupac, but people forget about Lauryn Hill.
Oh,
what Lauryn Hill did for hip hop, hands down, was probably
incredible.
The Miseducation of Lauryn Hill had to be one of the greatest albums
that unspeakable
of all time. I'm a huge fan of Lauryn Hill.
Yeah.
Same. And I'm gonna get a little bit serious for 1 minute.
Okay.
There's always been an attack on hip hop.
True.
True. Yeah. Always.
Right.
You know.
Right.
Always been an attack on it.
Right.
And when you hear the attack, it's all the same thing. the clothes, the overflaunts of money, the misogynistic lyrics. But in this particular instance, because I saw where they highlighted the one lyric about when Kendrick Lamar was saying about cops.
Right.
So my point is, you can't judge this one artist or the whole genre of hip hop off of this one lyric.
Right. So stop judging. Right. That's like me judging punk rock, heavy metal, death metal, country music, pop music, R&B, and I haven't even listened to any song.
Even
if I just listen to one song, I can't judge it off of the whole genre.
Exactly.
That's just dumb.
Right, exactly. And it's closed-minded is what it is. And, you know, I mean, if that's just not your style of music and that's just not what you like, then just say that.
Just
but don't say that it's damaging to to a culture when, you know, you don't know what you're talking about.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It's not damaging to a culture.
Listen, Rivera's just mad because he lost on the Prince.
Nah. Yo.
He's just mad because he lost.
He going
he's
in, Jay.
He's just trying to find a way. He's trying to find something. That's all it is. He's just like, he lost.
Yo, you stupid. You stupid.
He just lost on the Prince.
You stupid, man.
Loser.
Absolutely.
That's
hilarious.
All it is.
Hilarious, man.
So
that's
I'm
funny.
Just going to go ahead and end on this.
All right.
Hip-hop ain't perfect.
Right.
There are some bumps in the road that hip-hop needs to fix.
Right.
There's too much of one thing out right now, and there needs to be more of a variety.
Agreed.
Just because it's got a bunch of views on the internet don't mean it's good.
Yeah.
True.
You're not jocking anyone.
You know what I'm
not
saying?
Jocking anyone.
Not jocking anyone.
Just voicing
at all.
My own opinion. But I loved Kendrick Lamar's performance.
Right.
I love the song.
Absolutely.
If you heard the whole song and you really broke down the message in the song, just like how you break down, like how you have to break down Shakespeare to understand what Shakespeare's really saying.
Right.
Because Kendrick is a poet. Shakespeare wrote sonnets.
Right.
Right.
You'll understand what the song is saying. It won't be so close-minded to what certain, not all, I'm just saying, certain hip-hop artists and what certain hip-hop songs are saying. Look. That is our show.
Yeah.
This has been the Swan Dive right here. Listen, man, this is what we do at the end of every show. Seeing that it's Friday, we always do a flashback joint of the day with feel good
music.
Right. I was talking about it earlier. So, I'm about to play as one of my favorite joints of all time, Puff Daddy Mace. More money, more problems.
Yo.
This has been the Swan Dive with your host, Ben Swan, a.k.a. the voice of the young people, and with my man, and also with my other man. This one, baby, we see y'all next week.
Who's hot, who not? Tell me who rock, who sell out in the stores? You tell me who flop, who cop the blue drop? Who jewels got box? Who mostly doji down to the blue drop? The same old pimp, Mace, you know ain't nothing changed but my limp. Can't stop till I see my name on the blimp. Guarantee me and shells pull a level up. You don't believe in Harlem World, nigga, double up. We don't play around, it's a bet, lay it down. Niggas didn't know me 91, bet they know me now. I'm the young Harlem nigga with the goldie sound. Can't no PD, niggas hold me down. Cooler, school me to the game, now I know my duty. Stay humble, stay low, blow like Hootie. True pimp, nigga, spin no dough on the booty. When you yell, there go Mace, there go your cutie. Rip all the spots, rock all the rocks, cop all the drops. I know you're thinking now when all the ball is stopped. Nigga never home, gotta call me on the yacht. 10 years from now, we'll still be on top. Yo, I thought I told you that we won't stop. Now what you gonna do with a crew that got money much longer than yours? And a team much stronger than yours. Valet me, this a BOJ. We don't play, mess around, be DOA. Be on your way, cause it ain't enough time here. Ain't enough lime here for you to shine here. Deal with many women, but treat downs fair. And I'm bigger than the city lights down in Times Square. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
P-O-P-P-A.
No info for the DEA. Federal agents mad cause I'm flagrant. Tap myself and the phone in the basement. My team supreme, stay clean. Triple beam, miracle dream. I'll be that. Catch a seat at all events bent. Gats and holsters, girls on shoulders. Play boy, I told ya. Me and Mike to me, bruise too much. I lose too much. Step on stage, the girls boo too much. I guess it's cause you run with lame dudes too much. Me lose my touch, never that. If I did, ain't no problem to get the gap. Where the true players at? Throw your rollies in the sky. Wave side to side and keep your hands high. While I give your girl an eye. Player please, Lyric Lee, nigga C. B-I-G-B flossing. Jig on the cover of Fortune. 500. It's my phone number, your man. I got the know, I got the dough. Got the flow down, Pizzak. Platinum plus, like Zizak. Dangerous on Trizak. Leave your ass Pizzak.